Well, welcome to the second week of our series for the season of Lent. We're calling it Believe and Receive because of what Jesus said in the Gospel of Mark. All that you ask for in prayer, believe that you will receive it, and it shall be yours. And so in this series, we're diving deep into the power of prayer. Last week, we said that God wants us to pray with a sense of possibility. It's easy to lower our expectations in prayer, ask for ordinary, common things, forgetting that God wants to give us the best he has to offer. But when we pray with possibility, we elevate our ordinary prayers into bold prayers, prayers that trust in God's promises, prayers that believe he can do all things. Today, I want to talk with you about pray with perspective. When we pray, you know, it's natural to focus on ourselves, our families, our friends, our day-to-day lives. We ask God for lots of things. We ask him for better health, for greater focus, concentration, and energy, a deeper faith, protection for the people we love. You may need healing from an illness or help at work to navigate those office politics, strength to manage a family crisis, or just courage to overcome temptation. If you're in financial distress, it's natural to ask God for greater abundance. If you're being mistreated, you pray for patience and peace. If you're struggling with an addiction, you seek freedom and deliverance. These are all good prayers. God wants to hear our concerns. He wants us to lay at his feet every battle, every difficulty, every hardship we're facing. Scripture says, cast all your anxieties on him because he cares for you. God loves you and is watching over you day and night. And everything you're dealing with, he's already working on with great love and concern. But when you feel frustrated in prayer, when things aren't moving fast enough, when you wonder why God hasn't acted, that's when you need to pray with perspective. Perspective changes everything. I saw this cartoon recently, kind of made me laugh. Maybe you've seen it too. It's got this lady spider, you know, a spider, and she's obviously a lady because she's wearing a bathrobe and a shower cap. And she's completely freaked out, distraught, upset, afraid. And the man spider, who is her husband, asks her, what's wrong? She points to the next room and screams, I just saw a human in the shower. We're all like, oh, that's gross, right? It's all a matter of perspective. When you see a spider in the shower, that's gross. But what about when they see you? It's all a matter of perspective. And when you're discouraged, impatient, disbelieving in prayer, a change of perspective is often what's needed. God could be asking you to think about things differently, see the situation from a new angle, see it in a different way, and see how he sees it, how God sees it. God could be asking you to see things in a new way, a different way, from a new perspective. And this is what happened to a man named Abram in the first reading today. In Genesis chapter 12, God talked to Abram and promised him three things: that he would bring him to a new and prosperous land, that he would give him many descendants who would one day come together and form a great nation, and he would make Abram's name great, remembered forever as a man of faith and influence. But 10 years later, nothing had happened. None of that had happened. In fact, things went downhill from there. Things went downhill. Abram left home just like God told him to, traveled a great distance to the place, this new place he had never been to, but God told him to go to. And almost as soon as he arrived, a terrible famine struck the land. He and his wife Sarah were forced to move to Egypt, where the conditions were better. But then when they were there, the Pharaoh, the king of Egypt, tried to steal Sarah, take her as his own wife. I mean, talk about things going from bad to worse. And then on top of all of that, Abram's nephew Lot was kidnapped, taken captive. Taken captive. Abram had to wage a war to get him back. I'm sure Abram, after all that, was thinking, man, I should have just stayed at home where there was plenty of water for the crops. Nobody's trying to take my wife. My family is safe. And with no children, no land, no great name to speak of after 10 years, Abram started questioning God and his promises. And so God told him to change his perspective. The passage says, God took him outside and said, look up at the sky and count the stars, if you can. Just so, he added, shall be your descendants. Instead of the pity party Abram was enjoying alone in his tent, a chorus of woe is me and nobody knows the trouble I've seen, God was trying to expand his horizons, broaden his horizons, remind him of the limitless power God wielded. He was saying, in effect, I'm the one who flung all those stars into space. I'm the one who created the heavens and the earth, the dry land, the sea and all it holds. Everything you see is mine. Abram, you need to trust me. What's interesting is that God told him to count the stars in broad daylight. He brought him out of the tent outside in the middle of the day when the sun was still shining. There would be no way to see the stars. The daytime sky would make them invisible. And yet the passage says, Abram put his faith in the Lord, who credited it to him. You said it much better than I, credited it to him as an act of righteousness. Abram chose to put his faith in God, to believe what he could not see. And that is the very definition of faith in Scripture. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1 says that faith is the assurance of things hoped for, conviction of things not seen. God sees everything you're going through. He understands the struggle, the pain, the loss we experience from time to time, the fear, uncertainty, the confusion about the situation we're facing. He understands all of that, but he's encouraging you to change your perspective. Take a fresh look. See with new eyes. In effect, he's saying, I know your child is off course, getting into trouble, making mistakes, but do me a favor, go outside and count the stars. Know that I am in control. I understand that financial difficulty you're facing. It's much bigger. I'm much bigger than that. Go outside and count the stars. I'm aware of how frightened you are because of that medical report. Please try to stop worrying. I've got this. Go outside and count the stars. I'm aware of how lonely you feel. Take a minute, go outside, count the stars. Know that I am with you. I see every obstacle, every struggle that's in your way, everything that you're facing. I am bigger than that. They are no match for me. So go outside and count the stars. God wants us to have a change of perspective when we pray. In the gospel story today, Jesus took his disciples up a high mountain to pray. Peter had just spoken the most important words of his life. When Jesus had asked his disciples who they thought he was, Peter said, "You're the Messiah." He got it right. But instead of throwing a party, Jesus went on to tell them about the dark days to come, the suffering, the persecution, the rejection that were all ahead on the horizon. He would be arrested, condemned, put to death on the cross. And after he told them all that, nobody was in the mood for a celebration. So Jesus decided they all needed a break, a change of scenery, a new vantage point, a change in perspective. And while they were on that mountaintop, and Jesus was praying, suddenly his clothes became dazzling white. Moses and the prophet Elijah appeared and were talking to him. And then this cloud descended. And a voice, God's voice, said, "This is my chosen son. Listen to him." It was a miraculous, unforgettable experience. And for the first time, the disciples would be able to see how their own lives, their own journeys in life, were part of a much bigger narrative. How what they were doing, following Jesus, learning from him, one day taking over for him, was somehow connected to the whole story of salvation. A story that God had been orchestrating from the very first moment humanity fell from grace. A story that had really begun with God's promise to one man long ago that he would not leave him without children, without a home, without a future. It was a turning point for the disciples. It would be the change of perspective they would need to endure the hard road ahead and the uncertain future they all faced. It's curious, isn't it, that Peter, James, and John fell asleep. I mean, how do you fall asleep in the middle of all that? But they fell asleep. And if you remember, they did the same thing later, much later, in the Garden of Gethsemane when Jesus was praying the night before his crucifixion. They fell asleep. And in a similar way, when God created the first woman, Eve, remember what happened? God put Adam into a deep sleep. And same thing happened to Abram today in the first reading. The scripture says, as the sun began to set, a trance fell upon Abram, a deep, terrifying darkness. A deep, terrifying darkness. See, there are some moments that are just so significant, so profound, God has to do something to protect us, like put us to sleep somehow or cast us into a deep sleep. Otherwise, we wouldn't be able to take it. Our finite minds could never be able to understand all the amazing things that God is doing behind the scenes that we don't even see. We'd not be able to fathom the complexity of God's overall plan. And so when you're in those moments, when you feel utterly alone like Adam, or you're sitting in a frightening darkness like Abram, or you're worried and anxious about the future like the disciples, you look up and you can't see the stars or even the sky at all, the more you can pray with a bigger perspective, a broader outlook, the more God will show you that you're not alone at all, that everything's going to be okay in the end, and that the future is still bright. Because somehow everything you're going through in the moment is connected to a much greater, more beautiful picture that is all coming together little by little over time in God's loving plan. A friend of mine lost his job recently. One morning, his new supervisor called a meeting, brought in HR, told him it was his last day with the company. His position was being eliminated. When he told me the news, I was worried. He's an older gentleman, and sad to say, but it's harder to find a job when you're older in age. So I was worried for him. But my friend is a man of faith, believes in God, trusts in prayer, and he wasn't worried at all. But over the next several months, he spent all day, every day, pounding the pavement, applying to open positions, hoping for the best. He kept waiting for the phone to ring, an email to come in. But week after week, month after month went by with no luck. Finally, he decided to change his perspective. He took a break from the job search briefly and started cleaning out his home office. He came across some old family photos and started thinking about his grandmother. He decided to write a short story about her life. Turned out he wrote over 40 pages about all the struggles his grandmother had been through in coming to America, leaving her parents behind in Italy, never seeing them again, living alone in a foreign land, not knowing the language, enduring an abusive marriage, losing 3 children as infants, and then later in life having to take care of a son who was permanently disabled because of the war, from the war. It was not easy what she was going through, but it was her great faith that gave her the strength to endure. And somehow, in writing about his grandmother's struggles, the challenges my friend was facing at the moment in finding a job, his financial insecurity and worry about that, seemed to connect. It somehow connected to his grandmother's story and to the story of everyone who has ever shared the human condition. And I believe that it was that change in perspective kept him strong in that difficult time. A few days later, the phone did ring. God blessed him. with a new position, a higher paying position, at a much better company. God opened a door for him because he was able to see the bigger picture. The problem with prayer is that sometimes we lose perspective, can't see the bigger picture. When we're stressed, upset, struggling to see God at work, when it seems like our prayers are weak and ineffective, when we're sitting in the middle of a terrifying darkness, that's when you have to pray with perspective. Try to see how God is working all things out for the good through his loving plan. He is in control and always will be. And when you can take a step back, climb to the top of the mountain, look up at the sky, and count the stars, you will know that you are actually part of something far more expansive, even cinematic, an epic, breathtaking, heart-rending story authored by the God who painted the night sky, who delivers on promises, and who never stops loving us and believing in us.